Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. If it is, in fact, your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ, located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, your words of encouragement will come from Brother Bryant Tansel. His message is entitled, Vanguards Unite, and comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. I ask you to please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Danielle, thank you very much for that introduction. And good morning to all of you who are listening today. Happy Friday. It's a great day. The birds are singing this morning. I was outside with the poodle earlier. As you guys know, we have four dogs around my place. And one of them just didn't want to come in this morning. The birds were keeping up such a racket and noise out there. I just let him sit out there on the deck and look up at the sky and just enjoy a good, peaceful morning for about 15 minutes by himself. So take some time to do that every day. Think about what you're thankful for. We don't know how blessed we are. Our title today is Vanguards Unite, but I want to keep us thinking about a couple of things that are we're in the news story here locally, and it might be in your news locally. We had a kid that had a yearbook at a school, and I'm not sure who actually put the picture in there, but it had Martin Luther King in there. It had some racist language in there. And it just tells you the mind of some people and the fight and the struggle that we're in right now, that we have to be vigilant. This yearbook was actually passed out to all the students at this high school, and recently the school has recalled it. They're trying to get it back. So we got that in the news. We got the Corona Lounge in the news. So a couple guys get into an argument at a lounge. The irony in it is called the Corona Lounge, and they're not talking about the virus, but about something you drink. So the irony in that is, here folks are out here fighting and wrestling during this time, and a couple people end up losing their life at the Corona Lounge. So if there's one of those in your area, make sure you stay away from it and also try to stay away from the illness. We got statues being taken down around the country. And those are things that should have never been erected, in my opinion, and yours too, I'm sure. They just symbolize a time in our history that we don't need to repeat. So, Vanguards Unite. We are in this fight. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of things happening, and we just have to stay vigilant. Keep our minds open, keep our Bibles open, and stay connected to each other. So, my apology last week if I sent you to the front lines of being vanguards, and we talked about how a vanguard runs to the front line of battle. You're up there at the front. There's no rest for the weary. There's no fear. We're ready to take on anything because we're armed in the word Christ. And I told you a couple stories earlier, so sometimes the battle is already at your front door. We don't have time to get ready. We go with what we've got. So if you've got a ratchet in your hand, it's time to ratchet up and start thinking a little bit. Now, during this battle, I have a Bryantism out there. Sometimes this battle is going on and we've got to stop and smell the roses. Yes, if we're armed with what we are armed with, we do have a little bit of time to look at those beautiful flowers, maybe pick one and give it to someone you really care about. So take time to stop and smell the roses, find the good, and keep yourself in a positive mindset. What was that song? When life's race is won and the victory is done, there's a rainbow in the cloud. Now, if you're going somewhere and you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And that's why we're together on a call like this. in Japan, they call word kanji. It can be used two different ways depending on how you use it in a sentence and depending on your frame of mind. So kanji is basically a battle. You can use kanji for good or you can use kanji for bad. So let's use kanji for good when we're battling. Now, are you a force for good as a vanguard? If you look over there in 2 Thessalonians verses 3, chapter 1 through 6, and we're going to get to our verse in just a little bit. But 2 Thessalonians 3, chapter 1 through 6, it says, withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly. So we can see people being disorderly sometimes in public, and that's not what we want to be. We can conduct ourselves, we can protest, we can do everything we need to do, but do it in decency and order. There's a crisis of conscience out there. And there's a man that, a giant that preaches at Graceview, he sometimes has said, I don't want you to raise your hand, I just want you to raise your conscience. So raise your conscience this morning. Ask yourself a question, what must I do differently for the Lord to meet his goals? What must I do differently for the Lord to meet his goals? In John chapter 1, verses 9, we learned about the true light. This light lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Now, you have some people that dim their own light out, and it can never be lit again because they don't want it to be lit again. But I don't have to worry about the folks on this call. We are the light of the world. And on our side is a friend, the lowly Jesus. There's a song out there called There's Not a Friend Like the Lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. In a previous conversation, I mentioned we were in the business of saving souls. There's a lot of businesses you can create, and you know the Lord wants you to be in business. So in business, you measure things by numbers and metrics. And even though our physical foundations and churches have changed, we are still in the business of saving souls. So how many souls have you saved today? How many this week, this month? How many have you saved year to date? How many saved have you saved this year versus last year? If we're in the business of saving souls, these are some numbers that we need to make sure we put on the board before the end of the year. There's an old saying out there, if you like something, you might tell two or three people about it. If you absolutely don't like something, you talk about it for the rest of your life. We probably have a few things that have happened in our life that if I ask you a question right now of something really good that happened, if it's things that you absolutely love, you might be able to think of three to five. And if I were to turn that around and ask you, what three things happened to you in your life that you absolutely don't like? Or what happened to you in your life? What are some things that happened that you absolutely don't like? I guarantee you the second question would have more answers. So back to the old saying, Jesus said, if you like what I'm doing for you, why don't you tell someone about me? If you like what I'm doing for you, why don't you tell someone about me? That brings me to a word called principle. Are you a principled person? What does principle mean? It's a comprehensive and fundamental law, a doctrine or assumption. It's a rule, a code of conduct. It's a habitual devotion to the right principles. You've ever heard someone say, he's a principled man. Standing on right now. Are you on the roof, the bottom floor, the top floor, the front yard, the backyard? Or maybe you're at work this morning. There's an old song out there that talks about how we should stand on the promises of God. I've got a thought for you. When you make a personal decision to give your life to God, You're never going back to the way things were. You decided to take your life in a new direction. Remember the song, I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Vanguards, no turning back. That's where we are today. God's people need to unite like never before. We're not going back to the way things were. There's an opening. There's a crack in the dam. And yes, we must run through it together. In Ephesians verses 4, 1 through 3, it says, walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you were called, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Yes, Vanguards, we must unite to keep the unity of, to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Vanguards, unite. So I have a challenge for you before we get ready to close here shortly. Do you choose principle over power? Do you choose purpose over profits? Do you choose people over worldly possessions? In Matthew 20, verses 1 through 16, there was a householder who hired some laborers to do work in the vineyard. And he agreed to pay them a penny for their work. So he kept asking more people. They would join and go out in the vineyard and labor out there and help harvest some fruits out of the vineyard. So there was a guy that joined within the, before the wee hours of the day, and he paid him a penny as well. So the ones that started at 6 o'clock in the morning before daybreak had said, hey, you agreed to pay us a penny, and we thought you'd pay us maybe a penny per hour or, penny per, for every couple hours or something. But you're giving this guy that just came out here recently the same money you gave us, and we've been out here all day. And so the householder said, it's not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own. Is thine evil eye, because I am good. So have you been on both sides of that coin? When you were a child and you did all these chores around the house, did you say, Mom, why did you only give me $5? Now, in my house, if I said that, I probably wouldn't be standing here today. or I would at least get a stern look from my mom or grandmother. So that was a no-no. But these are the type of people we're dealing with, right? They want it all for themselves. They don't want you to have anything, and they don't value your efforts. So how do we treat the least of these? Am I my brother's keeper? There is a rainbow in the cloud. If you have children out there today, what do you tell them during these times? And tell them this at night before they go to bed. You are important. You mean something. You are smart. You are brave, and you make me proud. You should feel proud of yourself. Maybe common sense can whisper into the ears of those who are still asleep. And if you have a millennial out there, just give them a few clicks on your cell phone. Just tap these keys here. Tap OMG. It's time to READ. My BIBLE. I'm going to say that again. Type OMG. It's time to READ. My BIBLE. Prayer changes things. So I'm going to end today with a prayer. It leads to action. Prayer without works is dead. So we know the fight is on. I'm asking that all Vanguards unite. Father, thank you so much for just this platform to be able to talk to all these great people. You know our burdens that we come with today. You know the battleground ahead that we have to clear in order to make sure we bring souls to you. We pray a special blessing for Brother John Baker at our church, who definitely has COVID. He's recovering and still fighting. Lord, we pray for others out there that may be afflicted with COVID. Bring us all past this, Lord, so we can stay in this fight for you. Thank you for this Friday, and thank you for clearing our minds, Lord, and letting us connect and be together. As we go forward to this weekend, take care of each soul under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.
Yes, I'm
learning to
read. Learning to lean on Jesus. Yes, I'm learning to lean. Yes, I'm
learning to lean.
Every day I'm learning to lean on Jesus. At an altar I knelt, I found peace, so free, and all that he asked us is a child like trust, and a heart.
Oh, that's pure
and clean. Yes,
I'm
learning to lean. Every day I'm
learning to lean.
I'm learning to lean. Lean on Jesus.